leaders and the groups they represented. ISAE's vision earned a MacArthur Genius Fellowship. Curiosity can help you achieve what has never been done. It's a remarkable tool for weeding out a major obstacle to growth, defensiveness. Defensiveness is the flip side of wanting approval. And approval can keep us under the control of others' opinions and feedback. Curiosity is so important for leaders. Without curiosity, Home Depot's existence and success could not have happened. Arthur Blank and Bernie Marcus had every reason to be defensive. When the hardware chain they worked for was bought out, they thought they were too valuable to be fired. They were wrong. But instead of getting defensive, they got busy testing an idea. They had been curious about whether a discount warehouse for do-it-yourselfers would take off, so they put together a proposal. And an investment firm liked the idea and bankrolled it. The Home Depot would thrive, the men thought, by providing solutions for homeowners in all their home improvement projects. On opening weekend, Blank and Marcus were eager to see how their marketing gimmick would work. Kids would hand out dollar bills as thank yous to people coming into their new stores. That idea and the opening of their first two stores bombed. "We just sat there in stunned silence," Marcus remembered. "It looked like curtains for us. My wife wouldn't let me shave for days. She didn't want me to have a razor in my hands." But their idea soon was validated by word of mouth, and the co-founders stayed curious. They would regularly pop into Home Depot stores unannounced to see from the sales floor what the merchandising issues were and what the customers were seeking. "A learning experience and an opportunity to change," Blank called it in his autobiography, "built from scratch." A multi-billion dollar business was born because Blank and Marcus refused to get stuck in defensiveness after getting fired. By becoming curious, they took their focus off past misfortunes and committed themselves to possibilities. Defensiveness doesn't help anyone move to a better place in life. It communicates that you don't want or need support. You're telling people you'd rather go on without them. When I made my career transition, I couldn't afford to be defensive. Although there were many times I could have drawn those shades, believe me. My public speaking work began slowly. I accepted opportunities to speak for free to college groups and other small gatherings. When a friend agreed to help me get started in corporate speaking, I knew that my lack of name recognition could keep me from reaching my goal of being among the top tier of speakers. I realized that I needed to execute a great speech every time, to go well above the bar of expectations, and I wanted to measure this. I began to distribute surveys to my audiences, asking for ratings and feedback. My goal was to get ratings in the nines and tens. Anything less than that attracted my curiosity. In the small but critical moments, I studied my less stellar report cards for clues to what I could do better. What value could I add to make each keynote a home run? How could I connect and make an impact on each and every person in the room? As I incorporated these responses into my work, little by little, several big things happened. I got better at speaking and delivering more than what my clients expected, from the stage and providing support after events. This led me to higher tiers in this new world, which translated into making a bigger impact, both at home and at work. Most important, trading defensiveness for curiosity made me feel bulletproof. Criticism didn't make me feel victimized. In fact, accepting it with an open mind was part of a strategy to be the best I could be. Letting go of defensiveness gave me more room for positive energy and growth. Curiosity reframes the conversation. It takes feedback and criticism and embraces it.